you got for us this week, Fredley? Freddie?
Well, the person I have this week, I wouldn't call a poor simple fool either.
No, no way.
He was my first captain, the most courageous person I've ever played footy with, never played against him. The first question I will throw over to him, and it's Roy Simmons, of course, would be, we always talk about the youth at the moment, and we're all a bit disillusioned by the youth and the way they live their life. Royce, I want to know, when I first came to Penrith, what did you think of me?
Well, you're very, fashionable, mate, when you turned up with that earring on. It did take me and Chris Mortimer a good, 10 seconds to remove it, hold you on the ground and pull it out.
Yeah, you didn't clip it out. You didn't use the clip part. You just seemed to pull it straight out.
Yeah, well, it didn't come out in a professional manner, that's for sure, mate. But we removed that, and the second day you come in riding a motorbike with a pair of thongs on. I thought your feet did come in handy occasionally when you played footy, but I must have been wrong. Yeah, very, very naughty boy, I think, mate. That's a good word for you.
Naughty. But you also went to the Tigers, and there was some unique characters there, the Benji Marshalls and Robbie Farahs and Liam Fulton and all those sort of blokes. What'd you make of them, the other sort of next breed of young blokes coming through?
Yeah, well, mate, I went there as an assistant coach with Sheenji. Mate, them blokes, in all honesty, I've got on with them tremendous and still do. They'll call me at least once a year, sometimes two, and say, look, we're having a function down at such and such. We'd like you to come down and join us. That happens, as I said, once or twice a year, and they're a fantastic mob of young blokes that I got on with very well when we won the premiership, and remained a good friends to today.
Obviously, Royce, the Penrith Panthers have a huge place in your heart. I'm assuming you've popped in to see the boys at training ahead of what will be another exciting season. What have they said to you, and what have you seen? Are they looking good?
Yeah, they're looking good. Look, I work over that way, and there's nothing for me on the weekends. They just wander across and sit down and watch them train. I like watching them train, and I'm always amazed at how much they talk and yak to each other when they're in a training session, you know. So I enjoy watching them play and watching the new skills and that they do. And I can't say I go really big on their music, you know, the boom, boom, bang, bang stuff. It's sort of not down my lane, mate. But everything else, yeah, I enjoy about them. And, you know, I know we're going, not too many sides win three in a row anymore. So it's a big ask, and especially, you know, after the last couple of seasons, they've, you know, probably lost three senior players last year and another three in the season just gone by. So, you know, you've lost about six real players who have played in grand final, and also lost a few of them players who back up. So, you know, a lot will depend on how the young people come through this year, the younger players come through, which they done, you know, they won the lower grade premiership. So there's certainly some players in there. Whether they're up to it right now, we'll see in the next few months.
Well, the one thing about Penrith and the fans out of Penrith, you know, the game, every game's just about been sold out there for a couple of years. They've lost two games there, I think, in a couple of years. It's quite ridiculous. I remember Roy Simmons threw me onto Isaiah Yeo, and I knew about Isaiah, but he sort of just pulled me aside and just told me a bit more about the character. And this is a couple of years before he actually started making Start of Origin and playing for Australia and winning grand finals. So, Simo, you're a good judge. Who's the next one coming through, mate? Is there another Isaiah Yeo style, or is there a flary player that you've had your eye on?
No, I'm not prepared to give any of them as big a rap as I give him right yet. I really haven't seen enough of the lower grade. You know, I see, you know, before a game, I'm normally in entertaining people, sponsors and so on. So I don't really get to see enough of the lower grades to have an opinion like that. But, he certainly come on. You know, I don't know many players, as I said to you, Freddie, can play left side second row and right side second row. He can play lock in the modern game. In State of Origin, he has gone out and played in the centres when the injuries have come across the field, and he's handled that all right. Can play front row as well, So not many players have got the ability to do all that. And he's got the ability to ball play. He runs the ball about 150 metres every week, and he doesn't miss a lot of tackles. So he's a pretty fair player, you know. So it wasn't a real hard decision for me to make that big prediction.
Yeah. Hey, Bruce, you mentioned that you're entertaining sponsors these days at Panthers games and the like. Well, we need to get you a few sponsors as well, because Royce's Big Walk last year was a huge success, raising much-needed funds for dementia research. And I'm sure the majority of our listeners know that the battle you've got on your hands at the moment, 300 kilometres from Dubbo to Bathurst. What are the plans this year, and how can people get on board and support you and Royce's Big Walk?
Well, right now, I'm looking for the big-end sponsors. If anyone out there's got a few bucks or... give us a ring and I'll be in the car and I'll be out to see you. I'll be out to see you tomorrow or the day after or whenever you want to see me. So we are chasing sponsors again. I'm lucky enough to have the Royce where I live. I know that's a little bit embarrassing, but where I live at the Royce, they have donated $100,000 to get things going. So that's good of them to kick things off. So we're still chasing sponsors all over the place, and that's the main thing right now. We're having a big night at St Mary's too. Look at this for a who's who of guest speakers. It's Friday the 17th of March, 12 noon. If you ring St Mary's, I'll put you onto the right people to book the tables. But we've got Brandy Alexander, who's, we all know, captain the 91 side. And then we've got Craig Gower, who captained the 2003 side. We've got Nathan Cleary and a CEO who captained the last 2 year grand final sides. And we've got Laurie Daly coming along, Ivan Cleary.
Wow.
To the biggest names in the footy. Peter Wallace joins them as well. And Alan Wilson, former State of Origin back rower. Alan Wilson is the MC. So what a lineup, eh?
That's going to be a great night.
That should be a great night, yeah.
Well Royce, we'll give out the website as well, roycesbigwalk.com.au, roycesbigwalk.com.au. And Freddie,
What day am I doing, mate?
You joined him last year. It was pretty special.
Yeah.
You're doing, mate, I've heard enough of your whinging. I'm 40K, I'm not walking 40K again.
We've got it down.
Mate,
serious,
I rung up.
Mate? I dragged you the whole time. Carried you on my back.
Yeah, well, my feet were dragging on the ground. But it was, we've cut you down to 30K, mate. We've knocked 10K off you.
Yeah, well, I'll jog it then. I'll jog it, come back and meet you, and then walk the last bit with you.
All right. Well, you're doing an Alfie Langer there. So some walkers we've got. You know, we've got some good walkers. Freddie and Andrew Farrell will start it off. Then we've got Gary Jack, Luke Goodwin, Terry Lamb, Paul Dunn, Tony Butterfield, Nobby Clark, Brad Waugh, the great Daryl Broman. What about these?
Big man.
What's Daryl doing? How many Ks is Daryl doing?
He's doing a speech. The speech won't even go that long.
He was very funny last time. Could you imagine, Daryl, 30 Ks of walking the chafe?
Oh, chafing.
Oh, my God.
Anyway. What about these two, Dave Gillespie and Les Davison? You wouldn't want to get caught between them in the pool,
would you? No way. Well, Royce, mate, thanks for joining us. We wanted to give the Big Walk a plug, but also I know how close you and Brad are, and we thought, well, how appropriate, our very first Freddie Phones a Friend, to have the great man himself, Royce Simmons, as our very special guest. Good on you, mate. We'll keep in touch, and if you need anything in the lead up to Royce's Big Walk, you know us here at 2GB will be more than happy to support you in what you're doing. It's for, obviously, dementia research and a great cause. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, champions. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Royce Simmons. What a legend, Freddie. What a legend.
What a ripper.